It's the Morning Jam, 7:06. We're getting our second hour underway, and my poor co-host, God bless her. Please pray for Janet. No, it didn't. There you go. She's having issues with her earphones because her dominant hand got burned yesterday. For those of you that just are joining us, we shared the story in the last hour.
You just don't realize
how much you use it.
How much you use it.
I know.
And then it's like, I can't do anything.
Well, you're looking mighty fine over there now. But so she's got what it would appear to be almost a cast. Mark did such a great job wrapping her hand yesterday.
Yeah.
It looks almost like she had went into the walk-in, you know, Med Choice or something.
And they fixed it.
Mark should think about another. Is he like the on-site paramedic job over at the plant?
He is a Renaissance man. Yeah. I will say that.
Yeah.
He's the guy that you're going to want.
Oh, when all hell breaks loose.
That's right, yeah.
And we're all looking for food.
That's
right. Yep, water to drink.
You want him on the compound.
You're going to want Mark on the compound, there's no doubt.
He'll be able to find the water, to dig the well, to get the water. He'll be hunting, bringing, gathering food.
This Mark, me, I will go with him, okay? And he can hand me the shovel and just tell me where to start digging.
That's right.
There's water under there. It's 3 feet under the ground. I feel it in my left toe.
You think, honestly, he does... Yes, have ways to find to find the water. So it's he's the guy you want on the compound. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say about that.
All right. So Janet is being so gracious over there. She's going to give us our local temps and here in just a second.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go into a fun story.
Temperatures are nice.
They are. They were in the mid-60s earlier.
Right. Because like on Friday...
It was 80.
80 degrees at 4:30 in the morning.
I know, that's nuts.
It was a little bit crazy. Right now we're in about the mid-60s.
Okay.
64 in Lynchburg and Bedford, 66 in Roanoke, but Danville and Salem have 64. Okay. So, yeah, we're in the mid-60s right now. Okay.
Kaylee Hamer with us. She'll have an announcement for us tomorrow that we'll do. Kaylee, did you have a good weekend?
I did, yeah. It was fun.
Now you said, can I say you said your sinuses just kicked in like 20 minutes ago?
Yeah, it's
like,
weird.
Bam.
Struggling a little bit over here, but it's fine.
It comes in threes. Yeah. Janet's got the hand. She's got the sinuses. What will I have?
We
got
to bubble wrap you. We're going to have to like.
Only if I can pop the bubbles on the air.
That's snap, right. Snap, snap. Yep. We're going to have to like wrap you up and make sure that, although one of our guys, maybe we started on Friday.
Right. Oh, gosh, got in an accident.
Yeah, he was in an accident Friday. So
yes.
maybe that's the third one.
Totaled his car
Let's go with that.
Let's Kaylee's sinuses is the final straw, as they say.
Right.
Yeah. I had to go over there and you get to play Mama Janet a lot. I got to play Dad.
You did.
On Friday. Went over and helped our buddy Trey and you know, was just saying, okay, you get everything out of the car, make sure you know there's nothing in there, because once it goes to the lot where it's going to be, you know, in the pound, so to speak, at $60 a day,
right,
you might not be able to get in over the weekend. So make sure you get everything out of it, you know, just try. And I said, please let me know that you got home okay, because he was going to travel to Richmond. His mom was going to come into town and pick him up because he was going to Richmond over the weekend anyway. So I text him about, I don't know, 8 o'clock Friday night?
Yeah.
Because I hadn't heard from him. So I texted him. He says, hey, yeah, I'm with my mom and my girlfriend. They came and picked me up. We decided to go somewhere to eat for dinner on the way home, and we're just about a half hour from the house. So yeah.
So everything was good.
Everything was good. So everything's not good up in the northern side of our state. You know, we've got Nancy Pelosi.
Say no more.
Laying down the law to those in the Congress, even if you've been vaccinated, it would appear that it doesn't matter in Nancy's world.
To think about the possibility of shutting down schools again is just awful. And what's happened in Congress? Nancy Pelosi tells the Capitol Hill police to arrest vaccinated staff members if they're not wearing a mask in the United States Capitol. At the same time, Maria, you have a wide open southern border, 180,000 undocumented, unvaccinated people each month coming to the United States with a wide open border policy, carrying diseases, most about every conceivable disease in the world, bringing them into America unchecked.
Senator, it's all quite convenient with about a year to go before the midterm elections. It doesn't appear that the Democrats can win on policy. So what are we going to do? Have a lockdown in the summer of 2022 so that we ensure mail-in ballots are flowing from empty parking lots and dead people?
Well, I think you're right online on that, Maria, which is why I see what the Democrats are trying to do now. They have a two-pronged approach. The one is these very liberal policies that are coming forward on amnesty and on the civilian climate corps, the things that are expensive that we can't afford, that are bad for the country, bad policy. And then there's this second track, which is to undermine elections and the integrity of elections in this country, making it easier for Democrats to cheat. What they want to do, that's their number one priority bill, was S1, which said, okay, you don't need to have voter ID anymore. Oh, and let's have ballot harvesting, where they have their paid operatives go door to door and pick up ballots. And then, of course, they want the government to fund the elections. All of these things undermine the elections. And on top of that, they want to make the District of Columbia a state with two more Democrat senators, making it much harder for Republicans to take the Senate. And then finally, they're talking about stacking the Supreme Court. And under that circumstance, they want to put, they have legislation to put four more justices on the Supreme Court now, which would then take you to 13. Of course, they'd be four liberal justices put forth by President Biden. That's how they undermine the structure and the stability of the United States.
So the Democrats playing the long game. They don't have very long to do it, though.
Right.
They have to do it before the election in 22. Now, if they can stretch the hectic and the craziness over this pandemic over that period of time, they will have the mail-in ballots again, which I think just opens us up for problems at minimal. But it is interesting how the Senate isn't requiring, Janet, the same thing that Nancy's requiring in the House. The Senate, they're not being arrested potentially for not wearing masks if they're vaccinated. So, you know, they're not in the same room, but, you know, they share that capital. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that apparently there is a line in the sand. There's the side that the vaccine works and the side that the vaccine doesn't work, you know, in the Capitol. So
it's just
and this is why we have all these questions. This is why Dr. Kathy's coming on today to talk about vaccines. It's just, this is all political. It's a lot of it's
and
political.
And it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
I mean, there are some things that should not be political. And to a certain extent, there have always been people who are like anti-vaxxers and things like that. We've always had that going on. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, people understood that, vaccines have a job to do. Mm-hmm. They traditionally do it pretty well, we've had certainly vaccines like the measles and smallpox and mumps and things like that have been properly vetted. Most rational people, the reason they even have a hesitation with the vaccine is because they do feel like it came about so quickly and it hasn't been through all the different
processes, and they cut all that. Trump called all that red tape. You know, I was just thinking as you were talking.
And what we learned from Dr. Kathy, though, is this vaccine, while it was fast tracked, has been decades in the making.
Right.
It's not like they just, pulled this out of their,
You can say it,
but in a super quick way.
Yeah, sure.
It's been. They've been building on this science
the
for
research
a long time.
And the science. You're right.
Because COVID's been around
the 90s. Yeah, it's just this was COVID-19. Yeah.
Right.
While you were talking, I was saying some of the first anti-vaxxers were people like Governor Cuomo. He said as long as Donald Trump was over seeing the vaccine, he wasn't going to have anything to do with it.
Right.
And there were others.
And again, they did not want him to be successful.
Right.
That's why.
That's the political aspect of this mess.
That's the political aspect of it, which is why I'm so confused by Trump supporters who refuse to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
I mean, your guy was the one that fast-tracked it. He's right. got the vaccine.
Yep.
What, you know, okay. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Anyway.
Alan on the line. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I was just going to talk about the mask thing. I think Marjorie Greene, she went over to the Senate the other day. They didn't have no mask on. And then when you get in the rotunda, you have to put the mask on about halfway through. But you don't have to wear it in the Senate, but you have to wear it in Congress. So it's just crazy. It, you know, it don't make any sense. And I think they're just trying to get it. I think we're about 2 weeks away from schools opening, aren't we? And so I think the teachers don't want to go back to school. So I think a lot of the teachers' unions are causing this. And then next year, I think they'll bring it back so we can get the mail-in voting and all of that, you know. And it's, I just, to me, it's silliness. And I just think it's crazy. And Glenn Beck had something the other day, too, about the vaccine. It's not Trump supporters that are not getting it, because every Trump supporter I know has gotten the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But what it was black Americans and brown Hispanics that were not getting the vaccine as much. But can you blame African Americans for not getting the vaccine? Look at all the stuff the government's done to them with vaccines in the past, and you would know that. And I mean, Kamala Harris come out and she was like, I'm not taking a vaccine last year. And Biden and Cuomo, our buddy, all of them were saying, I'm not taking a vaccine because it's a Trump vaccine. And so I think they scared a lot of people off from doing that. And that's what Glenn Beck was saying, too. But, you know, it's crazy. It really is.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Alan. I just hate the fact that they have politicized it, and you know, people's lives are at stake. That's the thing. People's lives are at stake.
And I mean, what he was saying about teachers, maybe somewhere there's some teachers that feel that way, but I can tell you I have teachers in my family who just want to get back at the job of teaching the children.
Right.
They are just painfully worried about these children. Yep. About how far behind they've fallen.
Some of them don't come from good situations,
right.
And school is the only mainstay of a meal
and
being cared for.
And there are a lot of teachers out there who are genuinely, you know, they got into teaching because they want to teach the children.
Absolutely.
They want to be there for the children.
Yes.
And they're ready to get back to the job at hand. And I mean, we've got to support our teachers.
Yes.
Because they are facing not just with COVID, but with this whole transgender bull that they're having to deal with and the critical race things.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, they just want to teach our children, take care of them.
Yeah.
So be thinking about your teachers as we get ready for back to school.
Yeah. 7:19 on the Morning Jam.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. Woke up, fell out of bed.
Poplar Grove Golf Club, how can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to register for the 4-man night golf tournament. My husband and I are really excited about playing.
Sorry, ma'am. Unfortunately, that event is full.
Let's just say that's not a conversation you want to have. Contact Poplar Grove Golf Club today and register for their Night on the Grove event August 20th. Spots are limited. You can register at poplargrovegolf.com or call them today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-897-0014. 800-897-0014. 800-897-0014. That's 800-897-0014. Paid for by U.S. Med.
These blackouts have been engineered to satisfy the climate change fantasies of the two governors. Kate and Jay are backing the Paris Climate Accord. That's the one that lets the single biggest carbon dioxide contributor on planet Earth, communist China, keep increasing its pollution for more than a decade while they turn out the lights on you and me so that they can claim carbon neutrality.
Lars Larson, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
7:23, 22. Getting ahead of myself, Miss Janet. I've been watching Manifest, you know, and that show, you know, I've heard people say, you know, the morning jam, sometime I get whiplash. You guys go from one story to the other. We're trying to cover a lot of ground.
Right.
The show Manifest does that to you, too. Oh, right. My gosh. We watched like 3 episodes yesterday. Uh-huh. And it's like, I blurted out a bad
word. That's one you have to pay attention to.
Oh, my gosh. I blurted out a bad word yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, my favorite cuss word.
Uh-oh.
Starts with an S, ends with a T. Yeah, and it wasn't
shoot.
It wasn't shout. I shouted it out, though. Oh, my gosh. There was an amazing twist yesterday. It's just like, what?
Oh, I don't know where you are. And like I say, when I saw that they canceled it, I stopped watching.
I know. I couldn't believe it. We just got into episode 2 of season 2. Yeah, so that was like whiplash. I couldn't believe, but I had a suspicion that something that happened could possibly happen, because I thought, is that guy really dead? And he wasn't.
So,
one of the characters you thought died didn't, and I'll leave it at that, because there's enough people dying, though they won't know. They'll think, oh, we're talking about that guy. Oh, no, it was that guy. Spoiler alert, a bunch of people die in that show. But anyway, and then some people live, especially those that are on Flight 828.
You're making it even more confusing than it was before.
Well, I'm trying to confuse them because I'm trying to throw them off the scent.
Oh, is that it?
Because I don't want them to try to track down the people of 828. So, Kaylee, I'd mentioned during the break, were you able to find anything on Simone when she's going to compete on the balance beam?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be at 4:50 in the morning our time tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So it'll probably air tomorrow night then, I guess, would be. So you don't want to look at the news if you're trying to catch up and find out where Simone Biles is going to finish. Let's do a little Olympic pool here right now, live on the air. Do you think that Simone will regain what she needs to pull off the gold in the balance beam? Kaylee first.
Yes. I would like to believe that she does.
Okay.
And I think it would make a great movie someday, this whole situation.
Yeah.
So, I hope so.
Yeah. Miss Janet?
I'm going to be very curious to see. I mean, she's an amazing athlete, so I'm sure she'll perform very well if she's, you know, mentally ready to go and do that. But I'm, you know, she's going to get beat up about this.
No matter what she did,
she can't. Right. She cannot win.
Right.
She just can't win.
Yeah.
So so my heart kind of goes out to her with that, but she can't win either way.
Randy's hoping for gold, so am I, but I'm going to go out on a limb or a uneven bar or balance beam and say she'll get the silver. There'll be something that's just going to just be off enough that the judges will...
can justify not giving her.
Yep. That's where I'm going with it. I'm wearing my tinfoil hat when I say that. But now, also tomorrow, competing... And this is from a story from, you
know. I'm not saying the government's involved, but it's totally involved.
They're going to, like, shut all the windows when she gets up in the air and it's going to suck the wind out of the room. And it is weird. I watched a little bit of this weekend, and I just happened to tune in right when they were interviewing the men's volleyball coach, and they had just lost. And it was sad that we didn't pull that one out. But it was just weird looking up into the stands and seeing absolutely nobody.
Right.
It just has to affect, because you feed off the crowd usually when you do stuff, whether you're performing live music or
I guess it could go either way. Mm-hmm. But there's also, maybe it takes some of the pressure off.
Well, could.
Yeah. For some of them, mm-hmm. because it's just like, I can just pretend like this is another day, and
right.
I'll just go do my best. Mm-hmm. And so I guess it depends on the athlete probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, especially with some sports,
sure.
they really do get that energy from the crowd for sure.
I'm going to ask for one more prediction. Gwen Berry, who was the lady that got bronze, when she qualified for the American Olympic team, a lot of controversy around her. She does the hammer throw, which doesn't look like a hammer, but anyway, she does the hammer throw. And she made it into the gold, or she made it into the medal round, is what they call it. So she says that she will repeat her protest. She says, "I'll represent the oppressed people." If she gets a medal in the Olympics, she will stage her protest again, like she did when they played the national anthem.
Is she the one that turned?
Yeah, she turned. Yep. So I'm just curious, do you think she's even going to medal? So that would be my question. She won't gold. I doubt it very seriously, because she didn't gold with even the USA team. She came in third.
Yeah. My hope mm-hmm. is that she completely flops. That's my hope.
Okay.
I mean, I really do. I just think you don't represent anybody. You're just an embarrassment to your country. Yeah. So. That's my thought on that.
Okay. Kaylee?
I don't know. I mean, I'm curious to see what happens, but...
Yeah.
I mean, she's obviously not focused on the game.
Yeah.
It's all about, getting some media attention. So...
Well, we're going to hear from Ben Carson in a little bit to talk about all those oppressed people that are coming to our country, the Nigerians and so on. Why are they still coming if this is systemic racism?
If it's so horrible here.
If the system, that means the system is raced.
Obviously, they're not getting your message. Racist, maybe you need to be sending your message somewhere else, little brat.
Gwen Berry, I'm sorry, Kaylee, you said what now? I was trying to process a thought in my brain.
I honestly don't know enough about that situation to really...
I don't either. I'm not. I don't follow a lot of these sports, but I follow this one even less. This particular sport of the hammer throw. I don't think she's going to medal at all. I just, if she was in third place,
well, based on her past performance,
right.
she's not.
I mean,
going to.
The her odds of meddling are low. She's still going to get a lot of press, and there's going to be a lot of eyes on her as well as Simone. Biles Tuesday.
But what's interesting is because she was saying, "Oh no, I didn't do that intentionally," and now she's
right.
This is her talking point.
Right. This is her talking point.
It makes me weary.
Yeah.
And frankly, a little bored at this point.
Yeah. It is. It is boring. I would agree. So we have some local stories we're going to bring you. Dr. Kathy's coming up here in the next segment after we come out of our local news. You guys, I'm sort of looking at a couple of stories here. I had some fun with that whole guy bringing out the little scale measuring his steak. It wasn't 6 ounces, it was 3.68. I want to bring him to my next out-to-dinner situation. I'm going to talk about a basketball camp in Roanoke. That will be my story at the bottom of the hour. And Janet will bring you one, and so will Kaylee. And then Kimberly McBroon is going to talk about a couple of the shootings that happened in Lynchburg over the weekend. Very active weekend for Lynchburg PD. It's the Morning Jam at 7:30, our Medical Monday. Dr. Kathy coming up.
CBS News Brief. The world's top gymnast is back at the Olympics. She'll compete tomorrow. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Tokyo.
Simone Biles says she will take part in the final event in women's gymnastics here in Tokyo, the balance beam. Biles had declined to take part in several recent events, including the women's all-around, vault, and uneven bars.
She cited her mental health. Millions of Americans face evictions after pandemic rent moratoriums expired over the weekend. This woman in Benton, Arkansas, among them.
I lost my job in January. But I had enough money to pay through April. And then May, I had got behind.
A group of bipartisan senators agrees on a $1 trillion infrastructure bill to shore up roads, bridges, and rails. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin.
It's something that every administration for the past 4 to 5 administrations knew had to be done, and they didn't. Because this is hard. It's not easy.
It could be passed this week. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. In Lynchburg, officers responded to 2 separate shootings within hours of each other. One shooting was deadly. Officers say 65-year-old Gary Braxton was shot along Park Avenue around 3:30 Sunday morning. Police have charged Alfonso Spinner. Hours earlier, another shooting happened in Sandusky Park, injuring one woman. According to police, the woman was shot around 10 Saturday night. No arrests have been made. The victim is expected to be okay. Happening today, the Virginia General Assembly is set to reconvene for a special session. Lawmakers will begin allocating the $4.3 billion the state's receiving through the American Rescue Plan. Legislators on both sides of the aisle agree on many issues, including mental health reform, replenishing the state's unemployment trust fund, and broadband. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
Regionally recognized as the premier cleaning and office maintenance professional, Mr. Meticulous at Executive Maintenance specializes in cleaning and maintaining all types of flooring, including strip ceiling and waxing VCT. Mr. Meticulous at Executive Maintenance is a proven professional in power washing and the weekly commercial cleaning of businesses and office spaces. He's available 24/7. Call Mr. Meticulous at 434-610-1634 and he'll get the job done right.
Hi, this is Sherry Brady, Senior Mortgage Banker and Branch Manager with Apex Home Loans. Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance the one you already have, we have an amazing, experienced loan team ready to help you. Visit our website at lynchburglender.com to meet our entire team, then connect with us online or give us a call. Check us out today, online at lynchburglender.com or call 434-237-1027.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258, Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
The best deals in the area are at InsaneRadioDeals.com. Looking for some vegan products for your face, hair, and body? InsaneRadioDeals.com has the deal for you. $25 gift certificates to Oshun Organics for only $15. You heard me right. $25 gift certificates to Oshun Organics for only $15. All products are made on-site in the Lynchburg Community Market. $25 gift certificates to Oshun Organics for only $15 at InsaneRadioDeals.com.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
Cooler weather returns for this week. I'm meteorologist Ian Cassette. We'll begin with sunshine on this Monday with a high near 84 degrees and a light wind out of the north. Overnight, clouds return with a low near 65 degrees and a chance of a few showers. Tuesday, those rain chances will continue with a high near 78 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Tuesday night, a low near 62 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. And Wednesday, a high near 82 degrees and plenty of sunshine with more rain by Thursday.
7:35 on the Morning Jam. Some local temperatures for you.
66 degrees in Roanoke, 66 in Danville, 64 in Salem, 64 in Bedford, and 66 in Lynchburg.
We'll have Dr. Kathy on here in just a moment, but we're going to cover a couple local stories. This is a good one out of Roanoke. It's been a very busy weekend on the basketball court at William Fleming High School as Roanoke native and NBA veteran Troy Daniels returned for his 4th annual Dream Basketball Camp. Dozens of kids got the opportunity to prove their skills and drills over the past 3 days. During Saturday's final session, teams from each age group competed for championships. Daniels not only handed out trophies and awards for the winning teams, he also recognized a handful of campers who displayed excellent sportsmanship. For that, and this is so cool, for that they were given jerseys that Daniels considered special possessions because these were jerseys worn during the Los Angeles Laker games. These are jerseys from the Lakers. Just fortunate and happy to be here and give back to the community, Daniel said. So a successful fourth annual Dream Basketball Camp. Thank you, Troy Daniels.
Well, political season seems to be in full force already with November elections coming up. Henry County is now issuing warnings from the voter officials saying that the registrar's office has received multiple complaints from community members regarding mailings that have been sent out to families of deceased residents with voter applications enclosed. She says that any mail sent from the registrar's office will have the words official voting information marked on the envelope. Many mailings that are being sent have verbiage saying things like don't miss the chance to have your vote count or something along those lines. These third-party mailings tend to have politically charged advertisements, also not the practice of local election officials. They say any type of mailings you would receive would be very neutral. Mm-hmm. If you receive mail that is critical or supportive of one political party or another, you can be assured that that is not an official piece of voter registrar mailing. And she says, as a general rule, if you voted in the last 8 years, you are still registered to vote and should disregard anything that you receive in the mail. It is
so important.
It's I'm telling you, here we go again.
Yep, here we go.
The Children's Artisan Series at Southwest Virginia Museum Historical State Park in Big Stone Gap is featuring a cake decorating workshop in August. It will be hosted by a local baker from Pennington Gap, Annette Tomlinson, and it will be from 10 to noon on August 7th in the museum's Victorian Parlor. This is for children, and they will register for the workshop and join Annette for a morning filled with learning how to create unique and original cupcakes, and they will decorate 3 cupcakes to take home. It's for children ages 7 to 13. It's $15 for each child, and the supplies and the materials are included.
All right. We have Dr. Kathy on the line. She has got a busy medical Monday for us. Good morning, Dr. Kathy.
Good morning. Is this bubble wrap Mark?
Well, this is bubble wrap Mark. And I want to know, just briefly, give me in 10 seconds, what I need to look for when my co-host is, just things to watch out for. What should I watch out for?
It depends on what you're looking for.
I just want to make sure she's going to make it to the end of the show.
Oh, poor Janet.
Oh,
well, if she's upright and talking, I think we're good. And if we're sipping on her coffee, we're great.
Okay, all right. Well, she's a professional. There's no doubt.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're just carrying on. That's
so talk to us about vaccines, Dr. Kathy.
Well, let me take a little time to set the table here. I want to help people to get a grasp, because I'll tell you what, I feel the frustration with them about this bungee jump that we're doing with COVID. You know, we're down, we're up, we're back down, we're back up. What is happening? And just to start off, I want to say we all need a lot of humility as we continue to learn. Nothing is established in science, 100%, because we're always surprised by the next iteration, the next mutation, the next variant that comes out and what it can potentially hold. We don't have the lead on this virus yet. We're always a month behind, as it were, trying to figure out what it's done, what it's capable of. And so when we think we've gotten the edge and we haven't gotten it yet, and it shows itself to be a little more diabolical than we thought, we have to regroup and think through what we're doing. And so I just want to say that the science is still evolving, especially our knowledge of what's going on. And so the second point I want to make is that politicizing public health and science is just not helpful. It doesn't do anything except make the rank and file of us, in the audience, just frustrated to the point of where I had one patient on Friday look at me and say, I don't trust anyone anywhere anymore. I don't know what to believe, what sources to say. So I'm not listening to anybody. And that's dangerous, because inside this morass of politicization, there is a nugget of truth. And that wall of reality is the one we keep running into, you know, and smacking us in the face. It's real. The virus is real. And our response to it needs to be informed and not political. So I just want to say that. So in the process of preparing for this, I looked at a lot of different resources. I tried to stay away from politicization as I could. I looked at just the Johns Hopkins database on the numbers of cases and numbers of deaths in every single state through July 31st. That took a little while. I was on the CDC website, up-to-date website. I looked at news articles from every spectrum you can imagine. And I read several articles from the journal Nature, which were just showed me once again that we have the, in history, no one's been more sophisticated in its ability to learn about the microscopic world that we have out there that nobody knew about. 40 years ago, for example, when HIV hit us, we didn't have the tools we have now to understand viral, you know, mechanics and how they work. They're absolutely stunning. If this was a movie, we'd all be in the front seat with popcorn just going, holy cow, that was incredible. How did they, you know, this is the Ocean's 11 of viruses kind of a thing. It's very, very interesting. And one of the articles in particular went into incredible detail, which we never could have done before. We have electron microscopy and the ability to study these things now. Just for one example, that spike protein that sits on top of the virus, this particular virus's spike protein is mobile. It waves back and forth. Most spike proteins and other viruses are rigid. So if they don't dock into the docking station correctly, they can't dock. This one moves so that it can float across until it finds the right one and then make its way in. So that's kind of diabolical, right? So at any rate, we know a whole lot more about this virus than we've ever known about viruses in real time that are affecting us in this kind of a way. And so that's very humbling. What's really important to understand, vaccines are never perfect. And if people thought they should be 100% across the board protected against the virus, they don't understand the concept of vaccination. It's preparing our immune system to be able to fight the real McCoy when it comes by. Now, some people's immune systems don't work as well as others. Even with, say, the hepatitis B vaccine, people, there's like a 4 to 5% non-responder out there. So 4 or 5 out of 100 people don't make antibodies to hepatitis B after they've had the series of 3 shots. Well, that's a lot of people. When you go into 100 million, you know, 4 or 5% of that is, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. So if you have a vaccine that's rolled out and some people don't actually respond to it and they get sick anyway, that's not a shock, okay? That is expected. What we really want to look at is how vaccinated people are responding to exposure. Are they getting sick? If they're getting sick, how sick are they getting? Are they ending up in the hospital? Do they end up on ventilators? Are they dying? And what we found up through June 30th was that those who were vaccinated were not getting very sick. If they got sick, it was mild and their viral load was low, so they weren't transmitting it. Well, this looked like a huge victory, right? Now it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and we can go out there and tell folks, hey, it's safe. We have hundreds of millions of people over the planet who've received these vaccines. They're doing well. These are safe. This is no longer really, for all intents and purposes, an experiment anymore. This is probably one of the most widely used therapies we've ever done. It's safe. It's effective. Get the vaccine, right? Now we're here in July. Well, actually, it's August already, but the month of July, the Delta variant, which, let me back up for one second, the Greek naming system was put in place so that we wouldn't identify these viruses with the country that they first seemed to get started in, because nobody wants to think badly of India just because the Delta variant started there any more than the Lambda variant, which we're watching now, from Peru, or the Alpha from the UK. So they use these Greek monikers so that we can talk about them just generically. Mm-hmm. The Delta variant is the one that's sweeping across the planet right now. And why? because it has mutated in three different ways. There's three different types of Delta viruses. But what they found is that it's way more transmissible. What does that mean? It means that it's getting into people and replicating far faster. So from the time of exposure to when we can actually find the virus in your nostril with that obnoxious swab, it used to be 6 days for the COVID. Now it's 4 with this Delta virus. So it's 67%, you know, instead of 100%. What I mean to say is it's way quicker in getting huge numbers. And there are far more of them in that time period than the other ones. So there's more of them and it's faster. So it's as transmissible as, say, chickenpox, who anybody in our generation knows. Chickenpox, you could just be in the same room mm-hmm. with another child, and if you hadn't had it, you would get it. It's very, very, very infectious, contagious. What we don't know is how virulent this one is going to be, meaning how serious are people going to get when they get this virus. And what we don't know is what is happening with vaccinated people with this particular variant. And the reason I give caution on that is because there's some folks in Massachusetts where there was an outbreak in the month of July, hundreds of people, and they got a lot of good data from this outbreak to the point of they were able to sequence the nostril, you know, swab, what type of COVID was it? It was the Delta 2, okay? And were they vaccinated or not? So we're starting to get more sophisticated data. And what turns out in July in Massachusetts was a significant portion of vaccinated people actually got sick, and sick enough to go in the hospital, and one of them died. That's a small group, hundreds as opposed to millions, but that's not good news if it generalizes. The other point was they saw a whole bunch of virus in the nostrils of people who were vaccinated. Now, there's probably an explanation for that. This particular virus, this Delta version of the COVID virus, is way more, like I said, multiplying faster and in greater numbers by logarithmic scales. But the immune system in the nose on the mucosal surface is actually IgA. It's a different antibody than what's in the lungs, which is IgG. And so when you get a vaccine, it's the IgG antibody that is mounted. And so the mucosal surfaces aren't as well protected. And because this virus replicates so quickly, it's possible for vaccinated people to transmit the Delta and just carry it around. So after I did all that reading, I have decided in public areas, in closed rooms, when I'm with people, whether they're vaccinated or not, if I can't stay 6 feet apart from them, I'm going to mask. If I'm outside, I'm going to not mask. Because it doesn't, you know, when you're more than 6 feet apart outdoors, it really doesn't matter. The sidebar on this is that there have been some more studies on masks and which ones tend to be, you know, more protective. All masks leak. The N95 is probably the best, but nobody can wear that for long without suffocating, right? Plus, they're not as widely available. But all masks leak. They leak above the nose. They leak under the chin. They can leak sideways through the cheek part. So wear the mask when you're around people who, especially who are not vaccinated, and they should be masking all the time indoors. Wear the mask, but if you're sick, stay home. I mean, this is the take-home message. Don't go out in public if you've either been exposed or you think, I don't feel good today. You know, if you don't know, don't go out. Don't go to the store. Don't go to the library. Don't go any place where you're going to be around the public, because you could be passing this on. We need to watch going forward how this plays out. Is the study in Massachusetts, the small group that they're following, you know, is this going to generalize? Are we seeing the Delta come out and defeat us with respect to the vaccine and transmit itself anyway? Or was that just a fluke? We need to pay attention to that. But until then, I think caution is called for. So that's a whole lot to say that we need to be humble about this, and we need to be thoughtful about others, because that's really what masking is about. We're trying to protect other people from my asymptomatic carriage if I don't know that I've got it, you know, and we're just trying to be, you know, careful as we go forward. We will beat this thing, but it's maybe going to take longer than we thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I, again, it's, you know, it's one of those things where we need to take the politics out of it, try to keep each other as healthy as possible, and do the right thing, you know? So
yeah, right. And I would just speak to the fact that people who are making public health decisions need to actually look over the last year and a half at the things they did put in place and see, did they work or did they not?
Right.
Before they enact lockdowns and school from home,
right,
and all the other things that were so extremely painful and difficult on society as a whole, you know, did they really work?
Did it really make a difference?
How do we go forward in making it safe for everybody as much as possible without, you know, completely maiming our economy and education and our infrastructure?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, as always, we appreciate your insight and your the effort that you put into making sure that we're as informed as possible. We really do appreciate you.
Well, thank you, and I hope you guys have a great day. And Janet, I hope your hand feels better.
It will be.
Dr. Kathy, I have a question from a listener. I'm going to send it to you so you can answer that, because I know you need to go, and so do we. Have a great Monday, the rest of your Monday, all right?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
I wonder why. Maybe it's the all-wheel drive system, or maybe it's the great safety features, or I know, it's the reliability. You know, it could be the 0% financing available, or I bet it's the Terry promise, the lifetime powertrain warranty. I wonder why all these people are buying new Subarus from Terry Subaru. I guess it could be any of these great reasons, but I have a suggestion. When you're in the market for your next new car, why not come to Terry Subaru and see for yourself? Terry Subaru in Lynchburg. You'll love our cars.
So Colt from We Fix Stupid Computers stopping by the studio. Colt, we wanted to talk about how important backing up your data is, whether it's on an external hard drive or a server or the cloud. Things have changed a lot in the last few years where you can put your information and even have it encrypted.
You can back up your data. You can back up your spreadsheets, your documents, your pictures, and music. But if your system fails, your computer is going to have to be reloaded, and then you have to copy your data back, and that can be pretty daunting. So sometimes imaging is a good solution. Mm-hmm. That grabs everything, a snapshot of your system the way it is now, mm-hmm. and then you can put that hard drive away. If the hard drive dies, you can pull it out, pop it in, and away you go. We always sit down with the person and say, what are your goals? What are you trying to achieve at the end?
Colt and his team are always ready to help. They're located in Forest at 14690 Forest Road. They can also be reached by phone 434-525-8590. Or check them out on the web, wefixstupidcomputers.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-368-1307. 800-368-1307. That's 800-368-1307.
Making sense of all the nonsense, it's Tom Sullivan.
We got half the country is not fully vaccinated. So for those who haven't gotten the vaccine, by now you are either tremendously lazy or you don't want it. That's why you haven't gotten it. And that's okay. You have that choice.
Tom Sullivan, weekdays from 3 to 6 on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
It is 7:55 on the Morning Jam. I hope you're doing well on this Monday. And, you know, we talked about Janet's hand just a moment ago because Dr. Kathy ended the phone call. If you haven't been with us this morning, my fellow morning jammer over there, I talked to her at 5:30 yesterday afternoon, and everything was going fine. We talked about a couple things about the show, and this morning she came in with her hand wrapped. It almost looks like a cast.
Like a lobster.
Right.
Look, I'm a lobster.
So she had an accident cooking yesterday, grabbed onto something she didn't realize had been left on the grill, and it was hot, and she got it blistered pretty good.
I did it up right.
Yeah, so.
Because if you're going to burn your hand.
Why not do it right?
Do it. let's not do it halfway.
Let's not mess
around. I'll do anything halfway, sir.
That's right. So we'll have a special announcement from Kaylee tomorrow. I'm teasing it because I want you to make sure you're listening during the show tomorrow. And I think Colt is supposed to come by from We Fix Stupid Computers, bringing us some kind of goodies. That's always a treat.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens there tomorrow. No pressure, Colt, but just don't downgrade what you've done in the past, and we'll be fine. So, but anyway, 7:57, we're going to make our way into our final hour. We have some more audio from Dr. John Brasso. He's a senator, Republican. He's got some comments, and Ben Carson talking about the CDC and CRT. We're going to keep it all just letters. He wants to talk and address critical race theory. He also wants to talk a little bit about the politicization of the CDC, which he does not like. Obviously, this guy, talking about a scientist, I would consider Ben Carson a scientist. As a matter of fact, I know a young man up in Amherst County that he did surgery on, if I'm not mistaken, and I'll be corrected later if I'm wrong here, but I'm pretty sure he did surgery on this young man in the either right after he was born or while he was still in the womb, because they can do that kind of stuff. Just Dr. Ben Carson, just such a brilliant mind and such a nice guy. It's almost like somebody like Ben Carson shouldn't be in politics, because he's just too nice of a guy. I know you've got to rub shoulders, Kaylee, with a lot of folks over the years because you've been to CPAC. Did you ever have a chance to meet Ben Carson?
So it was funny. I was probably 5-10 feet away from him at one point during CPAC, but we were actually talking to the James O'Keefe, the Project Veritas guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Ben Carson walked past, and we kind of had a moment where me and the girls that I was with, where we were like, do we try to go talk to him right now? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want to end the conversation. And like, he was pretty open. Like, yeah. there weren't really a lot of people around him. So, but we ended up just thinking, no,
okay,
not now. So
I want to ask you in the next hour what it was like to interview James O'Keefe, because he has broke some stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he has been ignored by a lot of media, mm-hmm, ridiculed by a lot of media. So here's a guy that keeps, I've got questions.
Yeah.
So it'll be like I'm interviewing Project Veritas in the next hour. So you have to stay tuned for that. We'll have some CBS News at the top of the hour for you. And then the things that we just talked about, Senator Brasso, and we want to hear from Ben Carson as well. It's the Morning Jam. It's almost 8 o'clock. We'll see you on the other side.